the end.
It's the wake up call.
So, when you take on the traits of a new relationship, they're usually good. They usually change you for the better. And that is what is happening. But there's more to it than that. Katie, we have your boyfriend, D'Lo, from ESPN and KSFM on the phone right now. D'Lo, are you there?
I'm here, my man. I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, D'Lo.
So, does he know what we're about to talk about?
A portion of it, but I think more is going to be revealed than he realizes.
Oh, that's super. So, D'Lo, you are a very healthy person. You have a strict exercise regimen that you do daily, and you have a very healthy, clean diet, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's
okay. Accurate. Katie...
How are you going to word that?
I'm just saying, Katie has not always had the same lifestyle.
Okay. There you go.
And we were talking one day where I believe the three of us were just discussing maybe Taco Bell or something like Taco Bell. And I looked at Katie and I go, do you miss Taco Bell? On the assumption that she doesn't have it anymore.
Because understand, at our house, we do not eat fast food.
Right.
It's not even like we're judging people that do or anything, but we cook at home and we make like high protein meals and fish and, you know.
Which is
like
good.
That.
Which
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know, what else does Katie miss?
There's so much. Okay, so since we lived together, I have had Taco Bell one time.
Okay.
It was against his wishes.
So let's be clear about like a couple of things. One, I think we're at the point where we can stop categorizing this as a new relationship.
Okay, well that's
two.
Okay.
I have cameras outside the house. Like, I see how often food is delivered when I'm doing my radio show. Like I don't know that fast food has necessarily been given up in this house.
Okay. Hold on.
Wow.
There is a difference between fast food and having food like Vietnamese food or something delivered to the house. There's only been one time that I DoorDashed fast food, and that was Taco Bell. And it's because I was having a really bad day, and I told him I was going to do it, and his response was, please don't.
But you did.
And I said, well, it's too late. But I had to tell him because the aforementioned cameras.
Okay, right, yeah. Okay, so
does Wingstop classify as fast food? Because that's been delivered.
Katie.
Okay.
That's fast food.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
This is hilarious.
So, okay, so what else is on this list?
Right.
Of things that I haven't eaten for so long.
Well, we'll see.
That you missed.
We lived together that I missed.
Was Wingstop on your list?
No, because I keep ordering that. And what do I order from Wingstop?
20 for 20?
Nope.
Ace. Stunning level of ranch dressing.
Wow. Sometimes there's no wings.
Their ranch is really good. I get that.
Okay, here's
like so much that it has to be stored in a separate container.
Wow.
It's true. Okay, here's some things I miss. Togo sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. I think that's healthy, no?
Not the way I order.
No,
okay.
Never mind.
Big Macs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, no. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. KFC mashed potatoes.
Those are good.
Oh, that's so disturbing.
Sometimes we'll be watching TV and like a Wendy's commercial will come on and he'll go like, oh, that looks so gross. And I'll be like, I thought it looked amazing.
It's better than you going like, yeah, I think so too. While you're secretly messaging yourself, order mashed potatoes tomorrow. What else? We're talking about foods that Katie used to eat and she misses it.
Right. And I wanted to be clear. If I ordered it, it's not like I get in trouble by him or anything. But, I mean, it's just what we don't do at our house,
right.
Okay? Crisp cut fries from Carl's Jr.
I don't even know what that is.
Are really good.
Are they like the waffle fries?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And animal-style fries from In-N-Out.
That I can understand.
Right.
Big time.
You're making me
hungry. Now, what would you do, babe, if you came home and I was, like, sitting in a corner, like, secretly eating animal-style fries?
in the closet in the dark.
I would wonder why you're sitting in a corner doing it.
Well, I'm trying to hide it from you.
Does it matter, D'Lo, that In-N-Out doesn't use any frozen food and at least it's all fresh?
Well, the funny thing about all of this is it doesn't matter if Katie wants to eat this stuff. Like, you can, I'm not going to eat it with you, but like, if you wanted to order In-N-Out, like, Abby gets some form of awful fast food like every day. Like, it doesn't. It's perfectly fine.
No, I know, honey. I know. But, I mean, we are trying to be healthy.
I'm just not going to eat it with you. That's the that's the difference.
Will you?
And I love the idea.
Would you watch me eat it with a judgy look on your face?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay. D'Lo, thank you so much for coming on and listening
and
to that
what?
List.
Making me better.
Right. Period.
There you go.
Really?